I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juba Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I'm Andy, and this is The Netball Show with Mizuno. This week, we're going to have a bit of an in-depth reflection on last week's Netball Europe Under-17 Championships. But news just in, the INF has announced that Netball South Africa have won the rights to host the 18th Netball World Cup in 2023. First, ahead of Wasps v Stars at the weekend, he's Mel and Sarah with an important bit of information.
We are supporting Birmingham and Solihull Women's Aid.
Because too many women are not able to afford sanitary products.
So, bring along your donation to our game this Sunday against Seven Stars.
See you there. Find a bin to put your sanitary products into.
Thanks very much.
Right, here's Nat with a look at last week's results.
So let's take a look at round 8. And on Friday, it was Bath who beat Thunder 60-56. On Saturday, Dragons took the win over Storm 48-46, Lightning beat Pulse 56-51, and Wasps had a convincing win over Sirens with a scoreline of 61-34. And on Monday night, Saracens Mavericks took the win over Stars 64-46.
Thanks, Nat. Congratulations to England Netball, their convincing gold medal at Netball Europe last weekend. Wales took silver, Scotland bronze, Emirates in fourth, and Northern Ireland came fifth.
Caitlin Cunningham takes the positives from her side's experience at the tournament.
A wild experience for all of our team, and you know, the learning from other teams and just playing at such a high intensity and such a high level, it's honestly the best experience that we could have as a team. And the, you know, all the bench getting on and everybody just coming together as a supportive unit, really, it's really reflecting on how we've grown from the start, even about 2 days ago.
So we've seen some brilliant passages of play from Northern Ireland, but maybe the consistency wasn't there, and sadly you haven't had any kind of positive results. So what do you think you'll take from the weekend?
In ourselves, we did have goals internally, so, and we reached many of them. So honestly, it's been such a positive experience for us to come out of it anyway. You know, the scorelines can in your head be a bit negative when you're coming off, but once we reevaluate and everything, we know as a team that we're just coming along so far. So it's really great for us.
Yeah, and as you say, the crowd has been really supportive, and there's been some brilliant play. Always, which is, you know, it makes it the team behind the team, which is great. When you go away from here and reflect, what do you think will be the one key thing you'll all feel that you did particularly well as a team?
Support, I think. I just think constantly having that high energy till the end. You know, if you're being beat by how many goals, we've continued to the very last minute, last 15 minutes, it's full intensity the whole way. So I think in itself, that is a huge part, a huge goal for us, an achievement for us.
And of course, being captain adds another responsibility to your shoulders. How have you felt about that this weekend?
Well, I've nearly lost my voice, but it's been really great. I've learned new skills and new things to lead, and I think the one thing when we are losing and when it is, you know, a tough match for us, to keep a positive mindset has really taught me you've got to just keep positive the whole way through, because it reflects on everyone else, it bounces back. So it has taught me a lot.
England captain Funmi was thrilled with her side's victory over Emirates.
Funmi Fuduji, captain of England netball, incredible performance just now against Emirates. How do you think it's going this weekend for you?
Amazing. We all came onto court and played our absolute best. All combinations came on, and we know that no matter what happens, we're going to play like we always have and just aim to get all our targets and to do the absolute best that we can.
So two games today. How did the squad play coming out twice and again tonight?
And at first we thought we were going to be very tired, but we were motivated and dedicated to play the absolute best. So we pushed through our tiredness and fatigue, and we told ourselves that no matter what, we're going to keep pushing until the very end of the game.
And we talked a lot in commentary about some young players in the past who've played at this level. So for England, George Fisher, for example. How many of you are going to be watching the future Netball World Cup, Senior Roses? How many of you really want to get to that position, do you think?
all of us. Actually, we actually talked about this a lot. We all want to aim to like to get to the top, because wouldn't it be here if we didn't? So we all want to aim to get into like the seniors at England Roses and Monday to be wearing the dress.
And I think it's fair to say that everyone's been really impressed with your work ethic on the court and also the way you've been supportive of all the teams you've played so far. So if you were to say one thing that you would take away from this weekend, what do you think you'd reflect on?
No matter what happens, if you're in the league or if you're losing, you have to play to the end of the game. Like, don't stop, no matter what. Just keep playing the absolute best that you can and pushing to get all your targets. And no matter what happens, never like put your head down, always keep your head up and push on.
During halftime between Northern Ireland and Scotland, Nat Pepperell spoke to Suzanne Skelding of Emirates about their progress and how she felt the tournament was going.
You must be so pleased after that first game.
Oh, we're just pumped, honestly. It's been a phenomenal experience to see the girls out here on this stage. It's such a big, big stage compared to Challenge. It's amazing.
Yeah, and the Challenge section last year, you came out with some pretty impressive wins, right?
We really did. It's just been such a phenomenal journey for us, I suppose, really. And going out onto that stage, we knew that our girls had something really good to give. And it's great, isn't it, to have such a progressive pathway that you can go through Challenge and then get a chance to come up here. And we're hoping we've done enough to stay, because I think this is where we belong. This is where our players deserve to play. We have a lot to learn as a country, I think, and a lot to learn from our management perspective of how we handle the girls. I think their first day, despite coming out with a win, I think it was a lucky win, and we don't really want to have lucky wins. We want to have convincing wins. So I think we were very tired. It's a long journey, and we need to be mindful of that kind of thing so that in the future they're better prepared, I think, for a first day of competition.
Gosh, if that's what you do, coming in tired, when you come in not tired, we're all in trouble.
Well, today was a great performance. We were really pleased with the girls' performance today. I think it was a very different side of netball. I think we've not still seen their best netball that they can perform and put out on court. We can definitely see that when they perform at home, when they are rested, that they can put out a more continual good performance, whereas I think we saw pockets of that today, some good performances individually. I think we'd like to give a major shout out to our defenders, who are our youngest players actually on the squad, and I think they performed phenomenally today, so we're really proud of them.
Yeah, I must. What's your goalkeeper? I should know her
name.
Ava
Warren.
Oh, she's a little sweetie, isn't she?
Oh, amazing.
And she worked her socks off in that game consistently.
She really did. And she's an interesting story and an interesting case, because she was obviously there with us in the Challenge competition, devastated to not get named on the first seven, because she wasn't ready, quite frankly. But what a difference a few months makes, and what a difference a hunger makes. And what a great thing to have this sport bring that out in such a young girl. I know that her parents were incredibly proud. They're both here. And they're incredibly proud to have seen that transformation. I know that we don't aim to get warnings and cautions in a game of netball, but we're very proud that she pushed so hard to get that, and she will have learnt an immense amount about herself and about the game of netball and how to handle herself. So yeah, just great, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and I think in it, you know, sometimes in a game where the umpires are trying to take control and you're trying your hardest, sometimes it's not necessarily not warranted, because they're just trying to control it, but nothing that she did was intentional, and you could just see that she was fighting for the ball, and that's passion, and that's great to see, isn't it?
Oh, such passion for such a young girl, you know. But delighted we've got another year at this age, so this age grouping, so yeah, amazing. In fact, all three defenders on the court today have another one year at this age banding, so we're very excited about that, really excited.
So you're up against England next after this game. Looking forward to that one.
It's not something I ever thought that we would hear say, and I know that the country's just so proud, and all the netballers back home are watching. They're all staying up very late to watch all the games. To say that we've produced this opportunity for the girls to play against the likes of England is amazing. Obviously, we've got our goals. We know that England have got theirs, and I'm sure they're very high, and they're going to go out for it. And we have to damage limit, really. We're not safe yet. We want to stay up here. We're not safe. We've put out some really good performances, and the girls have got better and better, and we want to know that they can put that out against some top players, because at the end of the day, that's what they're all aiming for.
And if Northern Ireland do win either this game or the game against Wales, then it could come down to goal difference, right?
And so we know exactly what that is. We've done the calculation.
That doesn't surprise me with Deb Jones. So ultimately, it's really important that you come out with a good performance regardless, because it could impact the result tomorrow.
It could indeed, and that's what sport's all about. Isn't that great, though, that's what sport's all about? It's
certainly made the competition very exciting. And, you know, I know that there's lots of support for you on Twitter And lots of support in the crowd. The fans that you've brought have been immense.
Our families are amazing. Yeah, we're very proud and very excited and very happy to have been invited here to come and join this stage of netball. It's incredible.
Emirates captain Zoe Stapley reflects on her side's efforts at the tournament after their defeat to England.
Finished the tournament now. 4 games in 2 days. How is all the team feeling?
We're just feeling delighted of how we've performed over these 4 days, these 2 days over these 4 games, sorry. It's felt like 4 days. We really wanted to come here and show everyone what we've got, and I really believe that we've done that in the way that we performed.
So you came out yesterday morning and took that really important win by 1 goal in the last play of the game. Tonight's been tough against England.
Yeah, I mean, England, well-drilled, well-trained side. You can tell when as soon as they step on the court, they played incredibly. I was in awe of some of their play. And I think that's going to be the biggest learning curve for us, is learning from what they've done into bringing that into our game.
So if you were to take one thing away from this weekend as a squad, what do you think it would be?
I think sticking together and lifting each other, and most importantly, I think enjoying it. I think there were patches in the Scotland game when Scotland were really rising and really enjoying themselves where we got inside our heads a little bit too much. I think the most important thing is if we don't enjoy it, we won't succeed. So I think that's really important.
And you can see that you've played well. You've rotated the bench. I think everyone's had an opportunity on the court this weekend. Thank you very much, Zoe. It has been great to have you here this weekend. You know, really pleased that you won the challenge last year. And of course, we shall see what happens tomorrow. Hopefully staying up.
Yeah, hopefully. That'll be absolutely ideal.
Macy Morgan from Wales was really pleased with her team's performance against Emirates.
It was really good. It was a really good game. Really enjoyed it. Gave 100% from the start. I think that's why we came up with the result we did. It was quite hard. Really contested game, physical. But everyone gave 100% and the intensity throughout was really high. Really happy.
Excellent. And how was it recovering after playing 2 games yesterday and then back out on court again?
2 games yesterday were really tough and they were really, really hard games, both of them. But I think the way we recovered really helped today. We went back, ate the right food, had ice baths and stuff, which led to us coming out with a good performance today.
And then one more game tomorrow against Northern Ireland. What's the plans now?
We'll probably look back on stats, how we played and stuff. Look at like the negative things as well as positive and just keep doing what we're doing. Hopefully come out with another win.
Well, in the final, it was England who won 81-16 against Scotland in the final moments.
Players sense the last few seconds. They're going to get it down for an opportunity. Where's that ball going to go?
And they're screaming, screaming to put the ball in. What? Great scoreline.
What a great match here to finish the Netball Europe Under-17 Championships. England emerged the unbeaten champions this weekend, taking the game against Scotland 81-16. So, Deb, thoughts on this game?
Yeah, you know, lots of positives for Scotland, you know, but equally lots and lots to learn, and I'm sure they'll take that back to the drawing room and, you know, put that out on the court next year. But England, I take my hat off to them. The whole outfit, they were just amazing this weekend. Just lovely to watch. Super girls. It's great. They thoroughly, thoroughly deserve their win.
You can keep an eye on Netball Europe's YouTube channel, youtube.com/Netball Europe. This weekend, for the Under-17 Challenge, the Isle of Man, Malta, Switzerland, Republic of Ireland, and obviously Gibraltar are the 5 members taking part.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop-start, change of direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
Ensuring that young girls wear the right shoes from an early age
because they grow quickly, their body changes, and they need more protection during this period. Peas look more confident on court wearing the right shoe with good grips and support and stability.
Make the Swap came about because we wanted more of the girls within the club to make the swap from running trainers to prevent injury and to perform better when they're playing.
Previously I was wearing running shoes that weren't that supportive on my ankles, but because I'm wearing netball shoes now, it gives me the comfort when hitting the ground.
A while ago I was in a tournament and I was wearing running trainers and I sprained my ankle quite badly when I changed direction. Wearing netball trainers has really helped with the support on my ankles, and it's much less likely for me to fall when I'm changing direction or jumping.
University of Birmingham scholar, WASP player and Mizuno ambassador Fran Williams has been part of the International Women's Day celebrations. She's been speaking about what it means to her to be an international female athlete.
Fran Williams, I'm a netballer, play goal defence specifically, and yeah, I play for England in the senior team, WASP netball in the Super League, and I'm a student here at Birmingham, and nice that my Bucks team as well that I play in is supporting me too. And I think what I want to say is, with any elite sport, that the low moments and the highs are so interlinked, and you know, you get all these achievements because of low points and coming through it, and that's what makes them feel so good. That's not just in netball, that's just in professional sport. Netball's on the rise and women's sport's on the rise, and I think lots of you will recognise this iconic picture here of them winning the Commonwealth Games back in April last year, the England netball team, and hopefully I can do that in Birmingham in 2022. I was up at 4:30 watching them, and I knew how much that moment meant and now what it's created, and you know, it's created this. I've watched sports personality before I was even a netballer, and then seeing netball win two awards on that night was just amazing. Since then, netball has got a great deal with Nike, having such a big global brand, supporting a women's sport, and netball is just great. I think also netball does well because it doesn't have a male counterpart, so there's nothing to compare it to, like in football or hockey, where you can say, oh, but the men are better. So netball, I think, kind of benefits from that, because we're not being compared to men all the time. But it does have drawbacks in terms of there's not a male side supporting or funding it. But I think now everyone knows how amazing what those girls achieved was and how great some of these female athletes are. But it's kind of, and participation rates in all female sport now is going up, which is great. But it's now kind of translating that so it supports the elite level in terms of that grassroots group kind of showing up and turning up at games, supporting the kind of elite level of it, because so many people will sit and think that's great, but if you don't come to the Super League games or come watch England, then the kind of amount like accounts for nothing really. So we need to get, you know, people wanting to come and watch WASPs play and things like that. You know, if you watch football, people, the season ticket holders there, it's like a religion for them watching football, and we kind of need that from, you know, mums, daughters, dads, sons as well, all wanting to come and watch their local female team too. And I think that's kind of where it will stem from. And then naturally, if we're all showing up, the media will show up and they'll cover it more and they'll want to, you know, push it out there even further. So yeah, finally, I just want to say big thanks also to everyone here at Birmingham Uni that supports me, all my S&C coaches, the scholarship team. Such an inspiring place to train, and yeah, just love being an athlete and a student here. So thank you very much.
And maybe you realise, but Fran will be taking part in the book semi-final next week. And if they win that, it'll be the first time the University of Birmingham will feature as part of Book's Big Wednesday. Hear my voice go all beefy then? Good luck, Fran, and the rest of the team.
Hi, I'm Gaz Marshall, and this is the Netball Show with Mizuno.
Berkhamsted School will have the opportunity this weekend to achieve something unprecedented throughout the country. Their under 14, under 16, and under 19 teams have all made the national finals. Their head of netball is Danny Waits.
First of all, why don't we look back at Bella being part of Netball Europe last weekend? Is she just one example of the talent that you've got there?
Yeah, absolutely. Bella is a fantastic talent at Berkhamsted. I think it was maybe year five, and I was absolutely amazed even then, and she's just come a long, long way. For me, it's Bella's vision, her ability to see the next pass before she's even caught the ball, is what puts her way ahead of others her age. She's super versatile and just a genuine, genuine superstar. She's, I don't even think, aware of how good she is at times, which again I think is why she's just going to go from strength to strength. And we have lots of girls with huge potential at Berkhamsted, and it's really exciting to see again how they progress over the next couple of years.
The display at the regional finals saw the under-14s, under-16, under-19s get through to the national finals?
Yeah, this is really exciting. It's actually the first time in the school's history where all three age groups have represented Berkhamsted at this national tournament. I know as a teacher how hard it is to even get one team there. You're competing against over 500 schools across the country with netballers who play for club, play for Super League. So for Berkhamsted to have three teams there is incredible, because I'm not sure whether you'll be aware, but most of our girls who play in the netball team take part in both of the major sports at Berkhamsted, so that's netball and lacrosse.
Yeah.
And all of their time is predominantly with school lacrosse and netball, and it's quite rare actually to have many of our girls playing at club. So to get three teams to these nationals without actually having club players just shows what they achieve within the school pathway. They train obviously on the court, in the classroom, and over the past couple of years we've really expanded our strength and conditioning. We've had a new strength and conditioning coach called Mike Dell, who's been working with all our girls, with our scholars, with our teams in both netball and lacrosse, and with the fitness side of things. And I think this is really showing on the court as well. The physicality of netball is just going from strength to strength. These girls are having to compete physically, mentally and psychologically on the court, and I think that's something that we try and improve with our girls at Berkhamsted, to make sure they're a rounded player in both of these major sports. So yeah, fingers crossed for the finals next weekend that we could potentially get some silverware.
How important is it then, that sport and school balance, to you even at this early age?
Yeah, oh, so important, so important. Obviously, we're a private school, so the girls really, really know how important that academic side of being at school is, but understand the importance of the enjoyment of school sport. And I think it's really highlighted in the press at the minute about the well-being of these pupils and how sport has such a positive effect on the well-being of the girls coming into their exams, dealing with the amount of workload that they have, just this stress relief of going out, having enjoyment, having, you know, meeting new friends. I think that's the benefit of sport and why sport is fantastic to be involved in at any age.
Didn't the under-14s win last year?
Yeah, it's actually the second time that we've won it at the under-14 level. We won it last year, and then must have been 5 years before that as well, which currently are the girls who won it at under-14 level are now in the under-19 team. So it'd be lovely to try and win at under-16 and under-19 level if possible.
Do you reckon the national side's in a good status in a few years' time?
Oh, yeah. The England team, they're absolutely fantastic to watch at the minute. And we have a lot of the girls coming in talking about the games and the buzz and the excitement, particularly beating Australia. And I just think that the funding is the key to all this. The funding that we've had put into the national side is just becoming full-time, is having a huge impact on the England team. And yeah, they look unbelievable. They look so fit, they look strong, and it's really exciting to see some of the youngsters take to the court as well. So I think Tracy's doing a fantastic job out there.
So have you got a couple of George, Fran, Ems there?
Yeah, hopefully. I think Bella's our absolute superstar, who's obviously putting the England dress on at the minute, and it's great to see her on the live feed last weekend. I know a lot of the girls were supporting us as well, and I thought she had three fantastic quarters. Yeah, we've got lots of girls representing at Super League level. We've got some for Pulse, we've got some at Mavs. And yeah, I think that's just what we're trying to do, is trying to get the girls representing at this level whilst maintaining their academic and enjoying the lacrosse as well, because our under-19s just won the lacrosse nationals at the weekend, which was fantastic.
Pupils will be listening to this, so I suppose I better call them by the school names. What's it like having Miss Wells and Miss Bailey on board and having their massive experience?
Oh, it is. I mean, It's been absolutely brilliant. Over about the last 4 years, we've had some external coaches coming in part-time, this has started off being, which has helped support the growing netball programme that we've had. And it's great to have this experience of the coaching at such a high level. We've had, I'm not sure who you know we've had, but we had Ash Neal, Keisha Grant, Dara Hale, who covered my maternity last time I was on maternity, Karen Bailey and Khalifa last year. And this year's been great. Whilst I've been on maternity, we've actually been able to have Miss Bailey and Miss Wells on a full-time basis.
Yeah.
Which just is fantastic, because it enables both of them to work with their athletes during early mornings, lessons and after school practices, rather than when we were having the coaches in for the past 4 years. They've only been able to come in and do a couple of hours a day, which for the consistency, they don't get to see their teams, they don't always get to watch their teams in matches. So it's fantastic. This year has definitely made such a difference, and I think particularly Karen, Miss Bailey, has really enjoyed being part of it a little bit more and being there on that full-time basis this year. So yeah, no, we're extremely lucky, and hopefully we can keep this moving forward, having full-time netball specialists come in to assist with us.
As head of netball, it's obviously nice for you as well, but are you quite level-headed in this, or are you in that mindset that, wow, we've got a fair chance to win these?
Yeah, do you know, I'm always level-headed in any of these competitions at school level, because it is only at school level, as much as it's really exciting. We don't want to put too much pressure on the girls. It's all about the enjoyment. But obviously at the other end, I always make sure the girls believe they can win. But you're competing against some of the top schools in the country who have full-time paid athletes who come in, amazing facilities, who just take part in one sport and play at Super League level. So we're so lucky to be competing up in, you know, I would say we're in one of the top five netball schools in the country. Mm. And I'm excited to see where we can continue to grow as a school.
Yesterday, Thunder became the first side this season to beat Wasps 55-64. Karen Gregg gave the Netball Show her thoughts.
Really happy with the result last night. It was a much needed one after the defeat away at Bath on Friday. The girls turned up to training on Tuesday night with a real intensity and purpose, and that transpired into the way they performed last night. It was a real squad effort from back to front. The attack were firing. We were comfortable in possession. We looked after ball versus going to circle early. So it was nice to see, because there's been times this year where we've thrown unnecessary ball. And in defence, it was a full team effort. We ran Wasps hard, we challenged ball, we were quick to recover after we'd challenged and put them under real pressure. So not quite the full 60 minutes, but not too far off. So really happy to take the 9-goal win.
And Mel Mansfield, who going into the game said it was a no-pressure game, was naturally disappointed following the defeat.
Well, it was very much a game of 230 minutes. Let's start with the positives. The positives are we won the last two quarters, and at half-time, when you're down by that number of goals, all you can do is reset your objectives. I said to the girls today, it's about performance. It is about performance. And so for 30 minutes, I'm pleased. The crowd, I need to mention, they were fantastic tonight. And I'm really pleased with that second half. And we showed a bit of guts and resilience in that second half. But a disappointing first half. They were ruthless today. They were really quick. We allowed repeated things to happen in the first half. So we struggled to win a lot of ball. I thought in the first quarter we didn't score enough, you know, it's as simple as that, and then coupled with a second quarter where we scored more but then allowed in far too many goals. So, you know, we've literally just sat and worked out some work-ons ready for the next time we play them, because, you know, that wasn't a good enough start from us. The crowd were amazing, so that they really made a difference this evening. We had some really good momentum. We mustn't get frustrated as players when we have calls against us, and all those kind of things need to be eradicated. You know, this is the first time we've been under some really, really tough pressure, and our girls have learnt tonight. You know, they might not like everything that they've learnt, but they've learnt tonight, and we'll be better next time for this. We knew that we didn't want to play Thunder on the back of a loss. They've lost two games. We haven't lost yet. This would have done us no harm at all today. We'll be up for it on Sunday. It's another game. It doesn't change. We are still going a game at a time, and we're going for a win on Sunday.
As always, thanks so much for your support, and do keep an eye on thenetballshow.co.uk for all the latest netball news and our latest blogs, including all the latest from Prem and Can You Help Richard Kirby? Plus a special blog that looks back at the recent walking netball tournament at Stars. We're on Twitter at The Netball Show, so do get in touch.
That's right, Nat. Lots going on at the minute, and keep an eye on your podcast feed over the weekend. Maybe an extra episode or two, but I've already said too much.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juba Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.